Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump will not debate Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders, he announced Friday, as he decided it would be inappropriate to debate the Democratic insurgent who is far behind Hillary Clinton in their nominating contest. In a statement, Trump ended nearly 48 hours of speculation that such a debate would take place after he seemingly accepted an invitation to debate Sanders offered by late-night host Jimmy Kimmel. Trump aides quickly said it was a joke, but the candidate followed up in a Thursday news conference suggesting he might accept if networks donated millions to women's health charities. Based on the fact that the Democratic nominating process is totally rigged and crooked, Hillary Clinton and Deborah Wasserman Schultz will not allow Bernie Sanders to win, and now that I am the presumptive Republican nominee, it seems inappropriate that I would debate the second-place finisher, Trump said in a statement. Likewise, the networks want to make a killing on these events and are not proving to be too generous to charitable causes, in this case, women's health issues. Therefore, as much as I want to debate Bernie Sanders, and it would be an easy payday, I will wait to debate the first-place finisher in the Democratic Party, probably crooked Hillary Clinton, or whoever it may be. In a statement just minutes earlier, Sanders' campaign manager said he was ready to accept offers by two broadcast networks to host the debate. Sanders suggested the debate after Clinton declined to face him before the California primary on June 7th. We are prepared to accept one of those offers and look forward to working with the Trump campaign to develop a time, place, and format that is mutually agreeable, campaign manager Jeff Weaver said. Given that the California primary is on June 7th, it is imperative that all this come together as soon as possible. We look forward to a substantive debate that will contrast the very different visions that Senators Sanders and Mr. Trump have for the future of our country. The gambit still proved to be a win-win for both candidates who earned headlines and television minutes highlighting Clinton's refusal to debate. This article posted by Zeke J. Miller.